5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top 5 at 5 on the Rokon Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay, we'll do just that. Checking in.
Number 5.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot called on longtime Alderman Ed Burke to resign at a news conference this morning after a federal indictment came out against Burke yesterday. She called for Burke's resignation, an immediate resignation, after a federal grand jury handed down that 19-count indictment against the longest-serving alderman, once very, very powerful alderman. Alderman Burke and his top political aide were named, both of them, as defendants in a federal bribery case against Lake Forest developer Charles Cui. The racketeering and bribery charges against him accuse Burke of using his position, his political clout and power and position as finance committee chair to solicit and extort business for his private tax law firm.
Let me start out by saying, obviously, Alderman Ed Burke is entitled to an absolute presumption of innocence of the criminal charges. But the standard by which public servants should serve is different. All public servants, particularly elected officials, are rightfully judged by a different set of standards. We all must serve with integrity and legitimacy, and we have to have the moral authority to be able to govern.
She doubled down on it with a tweet just 2 hours ago, the mayor did, saying this is a sad day in Chicago. He does not, Alderman Burke, I should say, does not have the moral authority to be able to govern. In order to restore trust in government, he needs to resign. She says he should step down. I mean, I guess the opposing viewpoint would be his ward elected him, and he's innocent until proven guilty.
She's like the mayor of Gotham City her first week, though, man. She's not messing around.
A powerful guy, and she's taking names. She's not afraid to stand up to him.
Not afraid to stand up to anyone.
Or anyone. We have a bonus cut here.
It should be the cautionary tale that our mothers teach us when we're young children about right and wrong. But clearly, sometimes power intoxicates people and makes them lose their way and their North Star. But this indictment, I think, is very different. I've scratching my head, and I was a part of the prosecution teams that handled the civil shovel cases, which were the last big indictments that touched city council. And looking back at the variety of those cases, there was nothing like what's been alleged by the U.S. Attorney's Office in this superseding indictment. It is just a degree different and more serious and more wide-ranging.
Yeah, and many say there are more names to be named and indictments to come out because of the number. You think about the sheer volume of hours of tapes that the feds have over 2 years, probably going back even farther than that. Thousands and thousands of tape recorded, phone messages, time of people of overhears on lines recorded by Alderman Solis, Burke, and some of the most powerful people in the city. And you wonder who else, you know, what other names we're going to hear. But it's the feds are taking their time. And for his part, Alderman Burke says that these are unfounded allegations, and he's going to fight his case in court. Let's check in at
number 4.
Sacha Baron Cohen, he blasted Twitter in a conversation with Don Cheadle and said he doubts that President Trump would have become president without Twitter. As he reflected on contemporary culture and the internet age, he said there are so many different sources of truth that no one knows what truth is anymore. He brought up Twitter specifically.
Trump, without Twitter, probably would not have become president, which is why Jack Dorsey is in the White House having a meeting with Trump.
Right, where they can't get rid of extreme right Twitter accounts because it might affect some of the Republican base.
Exactly. So, you know,
we have to keep that on there. Sorry,
yeah. So what's fascinating about that is, you know, he's sitting opposite the president, who is actually the biggest celebrity endorser of his corporation.
That's right.
And, you know, Jack Dorsey and Twitter cannot implement any restrictions against white supremacists or racists.
Because it might affect their big cash cow.
It will affect that cash cow and also their whole business model.
Good points, but I find it is kind of interesting that the guy who's made most of his career impersonating various politicians and other figures and putting
and
out like kind of a false
things.
Narrative, yeah, and getting TV specials and movies out of it, is now saying, we don't know what the truth is anymore. It's like, well, no, well, you're the one that did Borat and all those other things.
Right.
Made a whole career out of going out there and presenting yourself as someone who you're not. Now you're mad about, we don't know what the truth is anymore. Tasha.
And he's known to say an incendiary thing or two. Isn't that also what he's built
his career
on? That's
his whole thing. It's like, you know, in his latest series, you know, he had these like six characters that weren't real people going out, pretending to be real people and duping people into looking stupid.
Duping people, you're right.
And then he's like, well, we don't know what the truth is anymore. By the way, my new characters where I've been the truth will be coming out next year.
And all the people who fell for my non-truths will be featured in it. Yeah, it's interesting because you know, Jack Dorsey of Twitter has been asked about this so many times, and he says, we already know as an organization the people who work here have a bias toward being left, and we try to look at the lens through that lens at Twitter and who uses it and just only outlaw those who cross lines of hate speech or harassment or going after people in horrific ways. But it's hard because there's also a freedom of speech issue there.
Well, it's
too,
overall
right?
It's such a huge thing. But as we know, both Twitter and Facebook are dragging their heels on a lot of things because the truth is they want as many people on there as possible. So we saw that with the Nancy Pelosi video.
And the
video
president's got to be good for business.
You know, the,
I mean, it's 50 million followers.
Yeah, but the Nancy, well, however many are real, and that's another story. But the Nancy Pelosi video was clearly doctored. Everybody knew it was. And the first thing they said was, this video has been proven to be, you know, not true by certain organizations, other, you know, claiming it. It's like, no, it's phony.
Everyone
knows
that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's a tough line to walk. We have, let's take a break here, find out what's happening in the news coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll check in and do your three, your two, your one at the top, in the top five at five, and then the Knarble Wagon rolls. Kim Gordon, let's head over to you now and see what's coming up.
Yesterday, it was Chicago police. Tonight, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's office will release documents in the Jesse Smollett case.
Hey, tonight the weekend starts on WGN-TV. The Red Hot White Sox hosting the Tribe as the Southsider trade swings with Cleveland. Tonight at 7 on WGN-TV.
All right, it's the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis, Richard Roper in today on this Friday. Hope you're having a good Friday. We're in the middle of the top five at five, and right now we are checking in at
number three.
First Blood.
You know it. You would. Sylvester Stallone's Rambo debuted in 1982.
Yes.
Gosh. First Blood. And later headlined 1985's Rambo First Blood Part 2. Mm. 1988's Rambo 3. 2008's Rambo. Nearly $728 million later at the box office. He's back to dispense more lethal justice. The Vietnam vet wields all kinds of weapons to fight back in a Rambo Last Blood trailer that just dropped.
I've lived in a world of death. I've watched people I've loved die. Some fast with a bullet. Some not enough left to bury. All these years I've kept my secrets. But the time has come to face my past. And if it comes looking for me, they will welcome death.
Till I can't no more. Ooh. It's over, Johnny. Over.
I watched First Blood last night. True story.
Get out.
It was because you know when like they released the trailer, like all the old ones come out on the cable.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
First Blood
in time
was
for
on.
This.
Then I went to bed and woke up and the same channel was
nothing
on.
Nothing was over. Nothing. And, you don't just turn it off. It wasn't my war.
And then Part Two was on right when I woke up this morning. I'm like, this is awesome.
The first one was actually, you know,
really
a very serious film, and it was a lot about the guy having PTSD, the Rambo character, and then he by the end of the series now, he's like
explosion.
Superman. Yeah, he, nothing could kill him.
I enjoyed First Blood when he managed to blow up the entire town at the end, spoiler alert, with like one can of gunpowder.
I got pulled over just for walking across the bridge when you want, Kev. They're profiling me as a hippie.
It is sort of weird how it starts. It's like, get out of our town. He's like, I'm going to kill everybody.
They wouldn't let him come back into the town because he was a straggler, a wanderer, a vagabond, a hobo,
out of here,
a bum.
Hippie weirdo.
Next thing you know, he's in the forest picking off the city officials.
Carving
kind of overreacting there, First Blood. But, you know, we were talking a little bit yesterday about this. Between Rocky and Rambo, Stallone has had two of the hugest franchises. I think only Harrison Ford with Indiana Jones and Han Solo has probably had two characters that have grossed more millions upon millions at the box office.
And you think about the time span, though, too.
Yeah, 1982. Yeah.
It's incredible. That is just
this is the last one.
How do you think a movie like that will do? It's been so successful that
it will do well. It will not be a huge hit, but yeah, it'll do well.
The last one until Son of Rambo.
Hey. Yeah, that's right. They're going to try to figure out a way for Michael B. Jordan to be his adopted son just so they can follow the Creed model.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good luck to him. I like
Rocky Rambo. The two characters meet.
I love it.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Hey, I'm doing all right. You know.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch that, too.
All right. Checking in. What's happening? Where are we? We're right here. Number
top five.
Number two. Thanks, Orion. Yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard. She stars as Elton John's late mother, Sheila Fairbrother, in the biopic Rocket Man, and she had time to sit down with we love him, Richard Roper, our own Roper, to promote the film, and she talked about a moment when her mother visited her while shooting the movie.
It was really wild because I'd never done prosthetics like that on my face, and my mom happened to be around and she was able to come by the test, and it wasn't looking right. The prosthetics weren't looking right, and she stood next to me, and she's in her mid-60s and hasn't done anything to her face, and we looked in the mirror and realized that we weren't giving me nearly enough freckles.
She seems so down to earth.
Yeah, she really based the look of her mom on her mom.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because she grew up in Hollywood with her dad, and it just seems like, I don't know, she just seems surprisingly down to earth and very talented. I'm a really big fan of everything she's in. So I know you have a sit down with her, you interviewed her, and we're going to hear more.
Rocket Man opening this weekend. It's in theaters as we speak. 3.5 stars. Please go check it out, folks.
And some say even better than the Bohemian Rhapsody. Well, they enjoyed it even more. Oscar-winning Bohemian Rhapsody. So it'll be interesting to... I'm dying
definitely
to check out
better.
That movie. It's one on my list for this
good,
weekend.
Good, good, good.
We are down to our very last...
Number one.
DJ Paris Hilton.
Stop.
Wait a minute. Is that a misprint?
No, that's,
I didn't know. She's a DJ? She does that too?
That's her DJ name. Very creative.
Okay. Whatever she wants.
DJ Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton.
So very clever name.
Paris Hilton.
Put DJ in front of my name.
She does everything. Mm-hmm. She dropped her 8th single. Oh my gosh. I didn't know she had 7 others.
Wow, yeah.
Did we know this?
Let's name the other 7.
Oh God, am I allowed? You say this one. She's her 8th single.
Best Friend's Ass.
Okay. Very deep. With producers Dimitri Vegas and... Like Mike.
Oh, I love those guys.
I do too. And now the music video with her apparent BFF Kim Kardashian West has arrived. Let's listen to the single. Let's hear it.
That bouncer was so hot, but honestly, that's not an excuse to be rude.
Literally.
What promoter are you with? As if I even need a promoter to get into this club.
No, like literally, you don't deserve that.
Why isn't my phone charging? Do you need a pee?
Yeah, I have to pee. All right, let's go.
Walking VIP, don't need no drink. Sick is buddy, I got money, milk and honey. All my bitches acting funny like, they popping bottles like, they on my body like, they got the tab and they call me bad, but all I see is boys everywhere trying to make a pass, but I can't stop looking at my best friend's ass. Boys
The narrator of the story is in a group situation yet feels conflicted because she's actually attracted to her friend, and she, no matter what other issues she's coping with in her life, she can't help but continue
don't
to be
try
interested.
What no, yes. For this.
No, I'm interpreting the literary meaning of it. By the way, is she trying to make fun of young clubgoers? Because she's
Isn't
38
she
now. Yeah.
This
so
is...
now so all of a sudden, it's like she's playing the part of the vapid millennial, but it's like you were the princess of that.
How do you keep that going?
No, I don't think she's making fun of it. I think that she legit lives in that world, and I hate that this has become so popular. Why? Okay, I know why she's famous, but why are people like her in her attitude and Kim Kardashian famous? It makes me so angry.
Why isn't my phone charged?
The beautiful lyrics.
Anybody got a rhyme for phone charge?
You connected to that?
Lone barge, tone large, phone charge and phone charge rhyme.
Very deep lyrics. I wish we had more time to hear other singles that she's released, because
I like the Arnold's rap better. I like Arnold's rap better.
Arnold's rap was pretty weak too, I would just say. But that is going to wrap things up for us, and I think it's perfect time to get out. Thank you. Let's hear that. Actually, there it is.
The top five at five.